what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Louis J. Gomez for Prez, cause he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. And Louis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon. The superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR rattle think is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Because the Real Ass Podcast is about to drop.
Woo! That's right, I'm back. I am back. I haven't showered in 3 days. I haven't shaved. I look like death. I feel like hell. But you know what? I have the commitment to the Real Ass Podcast fans and the Gas Digital Network unlike any other person in the fucking world. Okay? Okay? Yeah. Real Ass Podcast is back. Zach Amico's not here because Zach Amico's on the goddamn cruise that I'm supposed to be on right now. Because I got the flu and I had to cancel my fucking cruise. But you know what? I got to be honest with you. Blessing in disguise, because we would not be able to make history today with this incredible podcast. Shannon, what are we up against?
1973, Roe versus Wade determined that women can have most abortions.
Ooh, that's a tough one to beat.
And are you kidding me?
Abortions for everyone?
Society commenced.
No, that will be easy to beat, dude. Are you kidding me?
I don't know, man. I hate kids.
Some fucking abortion shit? That is a big deal. You're right. Fine. Every once in a blue, we are up against a big one. The 9/11 episode, that was a big one.
Yeah, yeah, that's a tough.
So Roe versus Wade, that's now women are allowed to get abortions. We have to do a show that's better than that.
Better than an abortion.
Yeah.
Okay.
I look, I have a child that I will tell you right now, I definitely look at that in a much different light after mm-hmm. you have a child. You know? You do.
Well, because you like the kid.
You see that fucking heartbeat, doggy?
Okay. So yeah, even before he was talking and a person that you can interact with, you were just like,
all right. See that heartbeat, you're like, holy shit, dude, that's my shit, dude.
Okay.
Have you had abortions? You've definitely had some fucking...
I don't know, maybe. Nobody ever told me. Doggy. Nobody ever asked me for money.
You've never chipped in on an abortion?
Plan B. I always kept plan B, like, around.
Really?
My buddy worked at a pharmacy. I used to keep like four in the house.
You have a temperature controlled room.
Plan B is that's the morning after pill.
Yeah.
Yeah. And can you take that? Is that the one that you could take up to 10 weeks?
No.
72 hours.
72 hours. There's an abortion pill though, right? That's like up to 10 weeks.
Oh, I don't even know about that. Just I always
Yeah, that's
that.
Some super shit, doggy.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
That's a full
I imagine
flush.
Like the pill is like a little like when you swallow it, it turns into like a little demon and comes in and just fucking chews the baby's heart out of its body. How cool would that be?
That would be a great scene in a Final Destination movie. They would
make that's that the sequel to Osmosis Jones.
They would be able to sell more abortion pills if they did a little animated thing where the girl swallows it and went, nyan, 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 like an evil Pac-Man. Yeah. And the baby is a little ghost. great show planned today. Chris from Brooklyn of High Society Radio joins the show.
What up?
What up, son?
Coffee and a beer.
Am I supposed to say something else?
I'm just saying what's up, man. It's a podcast. You know, you
cheers.
Got a mic. Cheers. How you doing? Also, Mike Cannon.
Hey, bud.
Of the Irish Goodbye Podcast. It's yes. A Gas Digital heavy shout-out.
It sure is.
I like being able to kind of cross-promote each other's shows,
okay.
Which is good.
Well, it benefits you either way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are obviously very talented and hilarious, but you guys also have your own show. So you guys, if you enjoy them on these shows, you should go listen to their shows. There's no doubt about that. Irish Goodbye and High Society Radio, two of the funniest fucking podcasts out there. Very unique.
Can I ask you a question? What were you going to do today for a podcast if you were on the cruise?
Here's the thing. I was going to pre-tape all these podcasts for this week. We're going to do Legion of Skanks. We're going to do two for this one. I had to do a makeup podcast. So I was so sick. I feel like I could have probably made it onto the cruise. Like I'm here. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm walking yeah. around. I could. Why wouldn't
you had to leave? What Friday?
Yesterday.
Okay.
Okay. So
if you went on the cruise, though, you would extend this feeling for at least a few days. Like you wouldn't get better until you got off.
No, you
cruise.
Feel like shit. Because yeah. here's the thing on cruises, they're like it's like a shitty hotel. No matter how nice the cruise is, it's like shitty bar soap, and the beds are tiny, and there's a lot of germs, and you're close quarters yeah. with everybody. I wouldn't feel good, and then I was so backed up on fucking work and podcasts that I just wasn't able to kind of like
you would be the cause of that becoming like a floating shit vessel. Like every couple of months there's a story about a floating shit vessel. That would have been your fault.
No, but I'm going to be honest with you. That's probably going to happen on this cruise. This flu is going around so poorly, so badly right now, that there's no way, there's 6,000 people on that cruise. There's no way somebody doesn't have this flu. There's no way, I promise you.
Probably gave it to Zach on Wednesday. By the
end. Zach also looks like the a flu virus strain personified.
He actually looks like the AIDS monster or the abortion monster that eats the baby.
you drop Zach into your stomach and then he eats everything and the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's really, that ship is going fucking down. That I promise you right now, somebody's going to die on Shiprock.
Okay.
It's the entire ship is going to get sick before the end of it.
You should probably not isolate this and post it online.
And the reality is, nobody will care because it is that the lowest form of human life.
Yeah, it's a cruise with metalheads on it.
It's not even just metalheads. It's a cruise, right?
Yeah.
Very low. We're just
that's low.
All right, ready? Cruise people. People who go on the cruise, okay? I wish we could. Shannon, I need you to start learning how to animate in real time, okay? If you could just...
But isn't it a different sect of people? Because this is a very specific cruise.
Let me tell you. So let's just start off right off the bat.
Is metalhead so trashy they're willing to go on a cruise?
People that are willing to go on a cruise just in general. Let's just chop off 90% of society that are too good for a cruise. Okay. Then you have those people that are also fans of metal. So you chop off 90% of those people, right? Because most people don't like metal. But then you have, they're like fans of a specific sect of metal, which was only popular from like 98 to 2001. Okay? This like new metal type of fucking...
It all came down post 9/11.
Yeah, POD, Papa Roachy type thing. So you're like... There are only 4,000 people in the world that would be eligible to go on this cruise, and they all buy tickets.
But that's like the only heavy metal I like. That was all of our warm-up music for basketball. I would be totally on board to go on Shiprock.
But I love it, dude. I'm one of those shitheads. But here's the thing. You have to realize what you are, okay? Like, I have a good time on it, okay? I'm one of the people, like, when Limp Bizkit's up there playing fucking, you know, break stuff, I get into it. Yeah. I let go and I go, this is fucking awesome and it's stupid. Now, if I was back on dry land with regular people, I would be calling everybody there gay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Obviously.
But at the moment, I fucking let go, dude. I break stuff. Mm. I'm the guy, they're like, all right, dude, it's not a literal thing. Please, can you stop?
You're just holding down some chick and beating her to death in the middle of the mosh pit.
Yeah. Why not, dude? You would see that at like metal shows. Like, girls would get into mosh pits.
I was like 15 years old when I was at my first Warped Tour ever or something like that. And I think, Jimmy Eat World was on the bill, but also Dropkick Murphys. And they were playing, Ship It Up to Boston, whoa. And I got so fired up, I ran headfirst into the mosh pit and immediately got knocked down and immediately got kicked in the neck.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so not the jaw. I actually lucked out. It probably would have broke my
jaw. Did you do a lot of moshing when you were
younger? No, that was my one and only time I've ever sprinted into a mosh pit. Got handled like the lady I was and just fucking never ventured back in.
See, Chris, you grew up more like urban into hip-hop. Was that kind of crazy to you?
I did that. I never went to like big concerts like that, but my cousin was always in bands. So like I remember he like was on some show that Biohazard played at Lemoore's.
Okay, yeah.
And like he was in some like hipster band even back then, and it was just like they were like not feeling his band, and I was just like, I'm gonna hang out for this show. And then I just got like bodied by a bunch of bikers in a fucking Lemoore's Biohazard show.
Nice. Yeah, it's very like I was definitely the kid to jump into any mosh pit. I was
fun.
You know, No Doubt came to the to Rockland. You remember when
That's a tough mosh pit. Yeah. No Doubt mosh pit.
No Doubt played.
I didn't go, but I wasn't allowed.
How are you not allowed? You're only a year younger than me.
I know. What year was it?
You must have been in eighth grade. I was in the ninth grade.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't allowed. I wasn't allowed to go to fucking dances until like 10th grade.
You're a queer.
So weird.
He had supervision, I feel.
Why weren't you allowed to go to dances?
I don't know. I really don't know what my parents were thinking, because I got my first blowjob in school at 7th grade, so it's not like they were keeping me away from anything.
Right.
But I think they were trying to... They're like weird Irish Catholic ex-alcoholics. It's fucking...
Were they doing the thing where they thought that a good parent would tell their kid that they're not allowed to go to this rock concert?
Yeah, probably.
Did they
just not want to drive you?
I think what they were trying to do at this point was to keep my rules the same as my older sister's. Like, because she had very strict rules because they were not accepting.
And how old is your older sister?
Like 4 years older than me.
Is she hot? I bet she's hot.
She's married.
I didn't ask that.
Yeah, she does all right. I don't know.
You
know?
She does all right.
I was told by all older kids, I was hassled for that shit. Like,
oh, yeah,
I had a
smoke shop. Fuck yeah,
so,
dude.
But they gave her like a strict...
Do you know how many times your friends went into your sister's room and took her panties out of her hamper and put them in her mouth and jerked off?
No, I did that. She had so many hot friends. This one friend, and Cecilini, she was like one of those chicks that in ninth grade just was fully... You ever see Friday Night Lights? You know, no. The girl Tyra? She's you guys are missing out on a major TV show.
I think somebody may have showed me this.
She's like one of those high school girls that is smoking hot, looking like a 25-year-old immediately.
There was always the girl who had the body of a woman in the ninth grade. Yes. Genevieve Gearhart.
Yeah. Oh, so
Genevieve Gearhart was a woman amongst girls.
Yeah.
So I remember this last time I was here, and I feel like I came off like a pedophile.
Oh, yeah. Every show will devolve into us fantasizing about teenage girls.
I was in high school at the time, but I would have those fantasies, because I think actually at this point I was in like eighth grade, and I was just, you know, I was getting heavy into jerking off. I was, you know, beating it to my puberty books, what's happening to my body. And yeah. I would always have those kind of like fantasies that she would knock on the door and, you know, get into it.
Right.
But okay. It never happened. But I thought about it. But
so no doubt, everybody in Rockland County would no doubt came
back to no doubt
to Rockland Community College.
Okay.
Everybody went to this fucking concert. It was like a big deal.
Are the Venn diagram of the people that were at that concert that are at Shiprocked right now? it's just a circle. Except for you.
It would have been really just me. No, but the... It was the cool thing to do, even though No Doubt was like universally known as being gay. Like, were nobody, they? Yeah,
okay.
Nobody thought No Doubt was cool.
No, that was a thing you pretended to like because girls liked it.
No, we didn't even pretend to like it. We just were like, yeah, that's pretty fucking gay. It's No Doubt, you know. But look, I'll say in retrospect, all the songs fucking hold up. You know, every single song on that album holds up.
You resonate with "I'm Just a Girl."
Yeah. I resonate with all of them, dude. And she was a fucking smoke show.
She is still a fucking smoking hot lady. She's 50 years old. She's, you know, she's porcelained up, too. She gets needles.
I bet it doesn't look that good, to be honest with you. I bet in
look
real life.
Look at her stomach, though.
I bet in real life it's not that great.
What are you basing this on?
I'm basing this off of fucking real life 20-year-old girls. Here's the thing. The reason you think she's great, yeah, she's pretty hot. But
she's unreal. Look at her.
Here, you look at her skin, dude. You could fucking just see in her face. That
you're really
she's getting old.
Yeah, I mean
she's getting
not,
old.
Yeah, she's not immune
look at her
to
neck.
Time.
Her neck looks like my cock, dude.
You got a fucking. Yeah. I hope your cock is that much beauty at the end.
That's
of it.
What my head, the head of my cock looks like.
Your cock is not that taut.
I mean, come on, Lewis. She's unbelievable. She's every disgusting. Year, she seems to be just growing into herself more.
Yeah.
Every 10 years.
That's like the only time I've ever been boned up.
Yes. Look at this chick. She's hotter than she was.
That's the only time I've ever looked at a woman and been like, "That's a demure lady. I would fuck."
How is it possible that she's gotten more beautiful every 5 years? Yeah, she's pretty good, huh? Mm-hmm. That's all. Surgery though, but here's my point.
I think it's a little genetics.
Doggy.
I think
we're all gonna be fucking robots eventually anyway. Who cares about surgery?
Yeah, I agree.
I don't have a problem with it, but I'm just saying that when your dick is getting hard, she's emulating with fucking plastic and plastic surgery the look of an 18-year-old girl. That's why we like her. But then when you get up close, dude, and you get it naked and you pull it all apart, it's not that.
What's the oldest? I disagree. What's the oldest woman that you've had sex with?
16?
Seriously, how old?
Hag. Jesus.
I had sex with like a 60, 58-year-old woman.
What?
Wow.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
And I mean, at that point, I guess all is lost, but her body was not like what led you to do it.
It was a fucking nightmare.
Oh.
It was, imagine the aunt you're thinking of in your head right now, like with a fucking
perm. Oh, she was like, she wasn't even hot for an old lady.
No.
Oh, I thought she was like ex-trophy.
Pure story.
Pure
60-year-old story.
But also, to be honest with you, not even pure story for myself. I wanted to give her that story. I really did. I wanted to give her like a, hey, you know what?
I walked down the wrong alley and was raped by a Puerto Rican.
I just wanted her to
go on a cruise again, that's for sure.
I went to the belly of the ship and was held down by one of the boys.
It was like that movie Titanic, but rapier.
I wanted to give her that amazing story.
It's like Billy Zane was from the Caribbean.
I hope you have a lovely time together.
To go and give the crime scene investigators later on. I really did in a weird way. I only did it because she was being kind of flirty, and I was like, I'm going to fuck this old slag.
Yeah.
And then we both kind of have this hilarious story, and it was gross. It was really not good.
There's no way she's on some old lady canasta podcast. Yeah. Like, this one time.
Yeah, dude. I came inside of her.
Folks home right now. Worst case scenario. The only words she can say are Puerto Rican rattlesnake. Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
I did. She's I fucking
it over and over again.
I fucking because she could. Yeah, she didn't have a period, and I asked her. I was like, "Can I come inside of you?" And she like literally like almost laughed. She was like.
You blew one inside of her?
Yeah, this old
lady.
Well,
what's the worst that could happen? God.
Talk about ghosts in a womb.
What if she has my baby? Just this weird, retarded, Puerto Rican, old-looking creature just walking around.
I like
right
the
now.
Idea that all your dead jizzes became ghosts and just haunt her old womb now, though.
It probably killed her, to be honest with you.
How old were you?
In my 20s? I don't know. This is like after I started comedy. It was definitely from comedy.
She probably still just fucks young dudes that want a story. She like realized she could do that after that.
I would love if this was so long ago, the baby turned out to be your girlfriend, Kim.
That coffee's actually pretty damn good. And that is actually pretty good, Shannon. I'm not just saying it.
Thanks.
Yeah. What's the oldest you've ever fucked?
Between 40 and 45. I was 20 on steroids. I coached.
I feel like every story you have to throw into the fact that you're on steroids.
I look great.
You're on steroids?
Yeah.
I always wanted to take steroids. I never did.
I would if I were you.
Yeah?
I mean, at this point, you know, if you're doing well, get HGH. But yeah. But the only reason I say it is because it is like an asterisk in the sense that I don't think like me at regular 19 or 20 could have probably scored a hot 40-year-old or whatever. I was juiced up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you could have, though. Dude, these Maybe. Bitches, let me tell you something, dude. It's not even about, like, for women, it is about physical shit, but it's not really. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some other shit.
It was
shit,
definitely
dude.
A story the, for
the,
this lady,
the
too.
Same reason that a chick fucks you, most chicks that fucked you when you're, like, in shape and jacked are going to fuck you in the shape that you're in right now.
Yeah.
And same thing with me now. Like, I'm out of shape. I've been sick and just eating like shit. So I'm getting kind of out of shape right now. I can still, like, if I was single, I could still fuck the same chicks that I could fuck if I was in shape.
Yeah.
They're not fucking me because I'm so much hotter when I'm in shape. There's something you do to them psychologically. You have to really break them down and beat them down in order to fucking.
Sure.
And that has nothing to do with the shape you're in. Okay. You know? What about you, Chris? What's the oldest you've ever fucked?
I think it was late 40s when I was like 17 or 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was not. She like shared an attic, like a room with these two girls who were both in their 40s still lived at home, and me and my buddy picked them up at a bar that we were like definitely the youngest people at, and just went home with them, and they were just like gross Irish chicks from like Flatbush, and it was not fun. She had like a couple of nipple scraggles, but it was all right.
What do you mean, hairs?
Yeah, like just on the nipple. Like, and they look like my shoulder
looks
hairs.
Like a daddy long legs that's trying to escape her areola.
That will literally make my dick go soft. I cannot handle a chick with a nipple.
Now I would not. I'd be like, you got nipple hair,
dude,
I'm leaving.
No, that's like a thing that will fuck with me, and it has fucked with me before. I had a chick that I was fucking with that was hot, and she had some fucking nipple scraggle.
But why are you not plucking that? It's just right there. Like,
you know it's there, bitch. And then I thought she noticed it one time, and then I fucked her the next time. I was like, oh, she noticed it. It's gone. At least she knows. And then I turned it a little bit. I was like, no, it was still there.
Jeez.
You just needed better there. Lighting.
I had to fucking dead it, dude.
Yeah.
How do you not just... If you got it, everything else is hairless except for one scraggle, you're not going to just, it just makes no fucking sense to me.
That's just that's you paying no attention to your body. Yeah. That's like, yeah, I didn't plan on fucking.
Yeah, that's really an analogy for like who you are as a human being.
If you don't care about your fucking bothered to nickel,
but that takes
one or two
a while.
Hairs off.
You know that's going in my mouth.
That's not true, actually. Every once in a while, I'll have like a completely bare forehead or whatever.
Man, yeah,
and like then I'll turn around and there will be the longest 4-inch hair sticking out of the middle of my forehead.
Now imagine that was a nipple. That's just your forehead. I don't give a fuck, dude. Yeah. Imagine that
was
some hot chick's
forehead in their mouth.
Some hot chick's nipple. That's also another level when it's a hot chick where it's like, you know, if it's a gross chick, you go, you're expecting some fucked up shit once you peel those clothes off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get a hot chick and she's got a nipple scraggle.
Yeah, I'm still doing. I mean, I still fuck the gross chick.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying it makes it that much worse. Like, Shannon, you can't have any nipple scraggles.
No, I don't understand how that could have that.
Just weird purple hairs
just
grown out of
nipple scraggle hairs. I bet you'll find some stuff. Do you not know that this is a thing?
No, I didn't know that this could be. I guess maybe if the girl has too much testosterone, maybe?
Yeah, I knew a girl, even in seventh grade when we hooked up in a movie or whatever, she had like a patch.
Oh, in between the...
In between, yeah. She was like one
like
of the first girls.
Like a silverback gorilla?
With, yeah, it was kind of weird, and I really just felt comfortable telling the entire school about it.
Of course.
I feel bad about it in retrospect, but yeah, it was just one of those things where I was so shocked.
Ah, there it is. There we go. Yes, right there, just like
oh,
that.
Oh, no.
It's a nightmare, dude.
Oh, no.
It's a nightmare. You got to do something about it. You got to get some laser surgery.
That first picture is fucking unacceptable.
Listen to me. There's women that are listen to me. There are women that are listening to this show right now that know what's going on. They have it. And they're going like, oh, shit. Do you guys notice this? Bitches, we notice.
Well, the only time I've ever seen it has been like 2 or 3.
We notice your fucking nipple hair. It's the first thing we notice. If I'm playing with your tits and I feel some nipple hair, and it's also a very coarse, fine hair. Mm. It's not like
it's like shoulder hair on a dude.
Yeah,
you know those fucking random things that make you, it looks like a balding man on your fucking left shoulder?
Yeah, dude, it's not good. Take care of it. Nipple scraggle. That's the name of the episode.
That's fucking disgusting. That first picture really bummed me out.
Yeah. But hey, dude. What are you going to do? I'm not perfect. But I don't got that fucking nipple scraggle, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Let's get into the show.
I'm a hairy man.
Let's get some plugs. Also, I want to say thank you to the Irish Goodbye Podcast for the blunts.
Did we give you one?
Sam.
Sam,
our weed guy, who donates a couple blunts to the show on behalf of another podcast.
Yeah,
their podcast. And yours was the Irish Goodbye Podcast.
Oh, that's nice. All right, cool. So
does he only sell weed to podcasters?
I don't know, basically.
You got to find a niche market in today's economy, you know?
It really is. I looked at if you want to, if you're a weed dealer as well, go make friends with like two comics.
Yeah.
You'll be in pretty quick. If you have a good deal with weed and you hook them up and you keep us happy, I mean...
Well, and there's a few comics that used to be cops that will also help you.
What?
If you get caught, you know, they're also some of the biggest pot smokers.
That is true.
Yeah.
Not naming any names.
No. Well, that's nice of you to smoke it now.
Yeah, we're going to smoke this blunt, doggy. So let's get some plugs out of the way. Chris?
High Society Radio, Thursdays at 8. Just download all of them. It's great. Also, my Kickstarter is still up. We are funded. Snake Dick, Legend of the Manaconda, fully funded, but still available till February 4th. You can pre-order that. And, yeah, that's it.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Cannon?
Yeah, just follow me on all social media at I Am Mike Cannon. I got dates coming out in February and March, a bunch more coming in. And so check that on my website, MikeCannonComedy.com, and buy my album. I think it just kicked in.
Fuck yeah, doggy. Yeah. GomezComedy.com for all my dates. Roastmasters every Tuesday night I host at The Stand. If you guys are fans of fucking brutal, ballsy comedy, come out to the Roastmasters. It's a lot of fun every week. This week we got Karen Feehan versus Mike Racine.
That's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a really fun one. Yeah. Roastmasters tournament is coming up in February as well. We're going to be doing the top 16 battler is going to be battling it out for a title shot. So go to thestandnyc.com. Use the promo code RAP. You get free tickets. I'm going to be in Boston in March. I'm going to be in Los Angeles in March. I believe I'm doing a gig with Big J at the end of February in the Midwest somewhere. I don't know where, but I'm pretty sure that's happening, guys. So I'm finally going to be on the road with Jay doing something somewhere at one point somewhere at the end of February. Look, if you look at Jay's website,
you got to give him a tease. You know, you got to give people.
Yeah, I'm going to promote that when I know what it is. And but yeah, GomezComedy.com for tickets. Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Leave us a 5-star ranking on iTunes right now, fucking faggots. Right now, pause it. Right now, pause it. Pause it right now. Pause the show right... Wait, don't pause it yet, actually. Hold on. After I tell you what to do, pause it, okay? Go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review, tell 10 fucking friends about it, okay? In a second, pause it and do all that, and then come back and listen to the fucking show, okay? We pick one reviewer every month, and we give them a free t-shirt. Right, Shannon?
Yes, but they have to tweet me, at I'm Shannon Lee.
They gotta tweet Shannon, or you're not getting the t-shirt. We can't find you.
Is it a screenshot? Did I have to tweet you a screenshot?
I mean, really, they could just reach out to me, tell them it's...
We're not going to really call you on it. I mean, even if you didn't win, you could probably convince Shannon that it was you.
The first one to slide into Shannon's DMs gets a free t-shirt this month.
It's true. All right. So
the contrast of your voice is what makes this show, I think, work, because you're such a barking maniac, and then Shannon chimes in like, yes, if you DM me, that would be appreciated.
She does have a sexy voice. That's the one thing I got to say, because if you've seen Shannon in person, she's a dog, but her voice is really, really attractive.
I bet she just goes home and unloads racial slurs into her pillow, though.
While she masturbates, right? Wetback, speck.
I'm not contributing to this riff.
I feel like she would say wetback last, you know?
Daddy.
Save that one.
Papi. Papi chulo.
Shannon, she has to have some sort of like workplace fantasy though, right? Like where she comes in, like every all the men, because there's so much male testosterone in this network.
Yeah, I can't see her being attracted to one person on this.
That's
network.
Not true. She's attracted to everybody in the network. That's you what we got to so? Do, Shannon. We got to. We made a list last week of Shannon of if we were to all fight like the toughest dudes, like who would end up fucking. Mm-hmm. Who ended up being the toughest on that list?
You were. I believe it was me.
Well, you guys.
You were pretty. I put you up there, dude.
I saw that clip. Somebody Facebooked me the timestamp.
Yeah, I put you. I fucking put you up there, doggy.
You guys put
they were giving you no credit, Chris.
Hey, I'll be honest. I gave you credit over Jay when I first heard about
this
list.
Of course. Of course.
You guys put at the top Chris and Mike Vecchione.
Yeah, dude, that'd be a fucking...
I was actually thinking that when I was watching. I was like, I do not want to fight Mike Vecchione under any circumstances.
It'd be a tough one. But Chris is a fucking tough kid from Brooklyn. He's big. He's done jiu-jitsu. He's like legit, you know.
You just look, you're like, your center of gravity is a nightmare to deal with.
Yeah, you could tell, there's certain people you go like, he's going to be a fucking tough kid to fight.
Yeah, real tough knockdown.
Suck.
Yep.
It's gonna suck to fight this kid.
You ever like right when you're getting ready for a fight and you're like you think you know you're gonna win or you think you could win, but you're like, God damn it, this
every
is
time
not,
I
yeah,
fight, I'm not. I, I've talked good. About this on the show. I'm not that guy. Like people think I'm tough because I'm a big guy and I'm willing to fight. I think, and that's why. But I'm just not that guy. I'm not the guy to like if it's down to go if it's about to go down where I'm like, all right, dude, let's fucking go, and I start swinging. Yeah. Like I'm usually looking for a way out. I'm usually like, especially now that I'm like a, you know, an adult and I have a kid and a career. It's like, you know, I'm not trying to fucking like, let's fucking throw down, dude. Let's go. You know,
I'm not typically, but it's funny that you guys said that though. Like I'm the last person to ever start a fight, but like. Typically, if it's going to happen, I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna make this suck for this dude, even if I lose. Yeah. It's like my only thought is like, even if I get fucked up, it's gonna suck for this dude.
Oh, no, make
tomorrow.
Sure it sucks for that fucking guy.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you just, at least one guy is fucking feeling it. But Shannon, I would have a feeling, just knowing you, okay, knowing your fucking, you know, white trash personality, the list of guys that you would bang, because if you had to put them in an order, if you had to put every guy on the network in an order, in fact, I'm going to make you do this in a minute.
It's just the same list because Shannon is attracted to power.
I think that it would be a very comparable, similar list because I think that's specifically what she goes for. And because she doesn't care what guys look like. Have you ever seen the dude she's like attracted to or the guy she's fucked? It's disgusting.
No, they're just real big though. Like they're like big and jacked.
Do you think her workplace fantasy is her coming in during this battle to the death, and then she goes, stop, and then blows everybody and knocks people out one by one?
I'll just take the winner.
Oh, is that kind of hot to you, Shannon?
Yeah.
Be honest with that. If we all fought...
Yes, I love it.
Shannon is a whore. You would love that. If you would put yourself up as the prize for a gas digital fight to the poon.
Wear like some sort of like Red Sonja bikini or some shit, right? Like
fight to Shannon's poon. Winner gets to bang Shannon.
That sounds
you're cool. In. You're not even like, you're even.
I like this. That's
she's really not cool. Even pretending to not be into this.
She better not have a nipple scraggle if we're all fighting to the death.
She's got a nipple scraggle. I'd beat her to death at the end of it if she had a nipple scraggle. Sorry. There's one stipulation. If you got a nipple scraggle, we're allowed to ground and pound you at the end of it.
After you come.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only way I come.
That is fucking crazy. All right, listen, here's the thing. I want to celebrate today. Shannon, give me some celebration music. Today. Excuse me. Sorry. Let me get Shannon to get some music up first. Here we go. I always like to put Shannon on the spot and see what she comes up with in the moment. Celebration music. Ladies and gentlemen, today I am 2 years officially, completely, 100% without a doubt, sober.
Third blood.
Oh man, congratulations. It looks good on you too, buddy.
Sober! You fucking drug addicts. You guys all are addicted to shit, and I'm not. I'm so cool, and I don't need anything to get me through the day. Hey, come on.
How many Adderalls did you take today?
Shut up, faggot. I'm sober.
Pretty
baby.
Sure we did blow together over the summer.
Brother, I have been sober for 2 years. Sober to the teeth. That's not even a saying. I don't need drugs. I don't need alcohol.
Yeah.
What about you, Mike? When's the last time you had a fucking swig of the whiskey?
December 31st.
Disgusting. What about you, Chris? When's the last time you drank a little alcohol, a little devil's juice?
5 minutes ago. As a matter of fact, tell Harrington to bring me a fucking beer.
You're a slave to the fucking you're a slave to the fucking juice, doggy. Harrington! Harrington!
I'm 22 days, dude.
You're 22 That's days great. Sober?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, take a hit.
Thank you.
Celebrate. 22 days sober.
I like how I'm the degenerate. Meanwhile, you guys are just... Thank you, Mike.
There you go, doggy. Are you not drinking anymore?
I don't know for how long.
2 years?
2 years is fucking insane, dude. And especially...
He's Irish. No, I'm going to not drink...
I'm Irish, too, by the way. Russian and African.
Every time I don't drink, though, my podcast suffers, so it's probably not going to be for the long term.
I'm going to not drink for February, I think.
Yeah.
Well, for Black History Month, you know?
Yeah. Why, what is it, just to reset, just to kind of get back on the track? Why do people do it? I don't know. For me, obviously I'm sober. I'm a drug addict.
Yeah.
And I am willing to do any drug you put in front of me at any given moment. Yeah, try me.
That's good.
Pull it out, bitch.
I hope they play that.
Somebody
at your next
find Ralph's Coke. Ralph's on Shiprock, and there is Coke in this place. First person to find it gets the first line.
His room is locked.
His room's locked?
Yeah. That, we can get through that lock.
Easily. You think Ralph? You think Ralph?
Sheetrock, like
I promise you, I can get through that lock.
Yeah.
What type of lock is on that door?
I don't know.
It's just a knob. I bet I could do it with a fucking metro cord.
Give me a second.
Yeah, but knowing Ralph, he probably has one of those pull-down things that bodegas have in front right behind the door.
No. He doesn't. It's going to be... Here's the thing. Here's the thing. If I wanted to damage the door, I can get through it easily, without a doubt. Like, in a heartbeat.
Seconds.
Okay? In literally seconds. If I didn't want to damage the door, I'd have to really look at it.
I feel like we'd still get through that.
Not damaging the door, depending on the type of lock, the quality of the lock. You know, a fucking card, easily.
I mean, if you sit in front of that for long enough, your Puerto Rican instincts will kick in and you just will automatically...
Yeah, I mean, look, dude, I'm kind of...
Any one of us could just plow through that door. Like, if I have another... Not put together that well.
It really is a fucking...
Like, every once in a while, the floor just swells up.
Do people that...
I can't believe I'm really not considering my health while sharing this with you.
Do people that smoke pot while they don't drink, do they get to celebrate being sober? Because people do. Dan Soder does.
I kind of think so. Like, because you're still being, like, you stopped drinking because it was making you less productive, right?
Well, yeah, it's sober from what you actually had a problem with.
I have a problem with weed.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Is it cutting down your...
It's noon. He smoked three blunts.
Yeah. Doggy, I spent like fucking a lot of money on weed.
Fair enough. But and I mean, does it cut down your productivity? Or is it something that you would consider... Does it really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I mean, I think that I'm overly productive. I think that like I have like major chemical imbalances. So I think I keep on fucking with my chemical levels with various things. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, as long as it stays balanced, you're good.
I'm just trying to find that balance, baby. Every day, it's really just trying to really roll the dice.
You really
are. You're just a centrifuge.
you're the fucking Chris Brown of comedy. You're just trying to figure out what drugs fit into your system the best.
As long as I figure out the perfect balance, then I'll be able to continue to be productive. So I am fairly productive. But
so it's
no,
Adderall and weed for you right now.
If I thought that the weed was... if I didn't smoke weed, I truly believe this, I would be in a much more clear-headed space. But I don't know that... I don't know if I could... I'm also very, like, angry and anxious a lot, and I feel like that helps me, like, calm
Well, that's
that
what
down.
I'm talking about, because it also helps your effectiveness in terms of quality of life. So it's not necessarily... It's not... 100% of your being shouldn't necessarily be thrown into your career. Yeah. So there are elements of your life that you should help... If you can, your anger and all that shit.
So gay.
It is gay.
Sometimes. Every time he's talking, I just like, it just turns into like a guy being like, just put your dick in me. I don't even know what's happening.
I mean, Louis, that just sounds like you're attracted to me and you're figuring out how to cope with it and you're just getting angry.
Oh, look at that mouth. Look at that mouth, dude. Just fucking wet. It's calling, it's like breathing.
Every mouth is wet.
Come into me. Not mine this morning when I woke up with crazy cotton mouth.
You have the flu now. You can't go on a cruise.
It'd be hilarious if cotton mouth just meant Chris cotton mouth and your lips just became half your face.
That's pretty good. All right. So, no, here's the thing. I don't think you should be able to celebrate your sobriety. If you're doing other things, it's just taking off of one drug. Right. So I don't get to go, oh, I'm fucking 6 years sober of acid today. Like, who gives a fuck?
Well, I don't know. I got multiple friends who have kicked heroin and they still drink. I feel like He still kicked heroin. That's pretty hard.
But that's a worse one. Alcohol is like the easy one.
No, alcohol is pretty bad, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because it's so socially acceptable.
Yeah.
Like, that makes it even more difficult, especially in comedy. It's fucking... And I know how you used to drink. When we were at LOL, like, long, long ago, you would have fucking, like, 9 vodka sodas with a splash of Cran thinking you were being healthy every single night.
Oh, yeah, it was great, dude.
And I followed suit.
Really filtering those kidneys with that cranberry juice.
Just a little pink drink.
Yeah.
Walking around, just hammered on a pink drink.
Smoking
flirting
upstairs
with boys. Hey, boys.
You know, whenever
you want to go smoke some weed in the stairwell? I was a weird, like an old homo. When I used to drink, I was just an old rich homo.
Homo.
An old rich homo that didn't have a dress. All right. There was a women's march that happened.
We're going to do that on this show? Come on.
What do you mean?
We could gloss right over that.
What, the women's march?
Yeah,
I want to celebrate women. Why are you against women, bro?
Because the whole thing was so that they could wear that hat again. They all bought the hat.
Shannon, I celebrate women, okay? And I don't want to let you know that I appreciate you. Did you go to the women's march?
No.
What's wrong with you?
I was so busy working at Gas Digital.
You were working Gas Digital? We didn't let you go to the women's march?
That's right.
Wow. Working for a man on Women's Day.
I'm pretty proud of
myself. And it was like right over here, too.
Was it here? Where was it at?
Didn't it start in like Times Square and come downtown?
Shannon could have literally looked out the window and participated.
She just held up a sign that said "Help me" into the window. Shannon, did you want to go to the women's march? Did you feel as if you're a part of it?
No.
She held up a sign that said "Me still."
No, I'm fine.
In fairness, Shannon is half My Little Pony, so she doesn't necessarily fully identify.
Shannon, do you not feel at all connected to that movement, that Me Too movement?
It's fine. I mean, I it sucks that like people don't get treated fairly. It sucks. Fine.
See the way she says sucks?
Oh, God.
You're the worst.
It's fucking hot, dude. The way she said that word was hot. That's a compliment, okay, dude. Maybe you're not...
I'm not pro-woman enough.
Dude, I'm super progressive, dog. You're complimenting a woman.
You're so progressive.
You probably call her toots.
You focus on each word that they say.
Yeah.
I feel like I should have led the women's march, actually.
Yeah.
I think I should have.
Shannon, so what exactly was this? Because last year there was a women's march, and it was, you know, they get together and they, you know.
Kvetch.
It's humongous.
They have females, you know, come up and they speak and they talk about inequality and... You know, they feel as if they're a part of it. I guess that's a good thing. That's not bad to be. But let's call it what it is.
It's a sewing circle.
It's a giant fucking concert. Okay, it's a big fun thing to be a part of. You're not really putting yourself out there doing anything. You go fucking volunteer at a fucking rape
shelter. Can't you do both?
Rape shelter.
That's what I do on my weekends.
Yeah.
Can't you do both?
I volunteer at rape shelters. Do you guys not know that?
Yeah, but that's why where you want to find some easy takedowns.
Real ass podcast fans, if you want to help the world, you can go volunteer at rape shelters.
That's a glory hole, Lewis.
In fact, 1/3 of the new studio is going to be a rape shelter.
It's called a rape den, I think.
Listen,
we're building out a driveway to park our vans in.
You too can get a lot of podcast fodder if you volunteer at a rape shelter.
I guess so.
So, look, women are treated unfairly in the world, and that's a fact. And I will not stand here and pretend that they're not. Okay, so they get together and they go into parks and they sing and they hold hands. And Shannon, can you just give us a little, because I don't really understand what is the point of it all?
It's to bring awareness to the...
Because we don't know. We don't hear enough about it, right?
Yeah, we do.
Who doesn't know? Who's not bringing awareness to women needing equality? I'm 35 years old. Since I can remember, we've been talking about women are being equal to men.
He just won't shut up about it.
I know. It's never enough. Stop and smell the roses, bitches.
Jesus
Christ. I mean, at what point do you go like, all right, yeah, we all get it. We're all fucking...
Yeah, we all have mothers and sisters. Shut the fuck up.
We should be equal. Fine. But how much...
You can't talk with your mouth full, sweetie.
On the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, Lewis. Come on.
Shannon,
that's some female equality we could all celebrate.
Shannon, pull up some highlights from this march. I want to see some of the people that were at the march. Wait, what is this?
The guy from Dyson unveiled
this
new
is the poem. I
want to
see. Let me see the highlights. Okay. Because there's a lot of different people at these things.
Who
you
cuts
know?
Together the
and
highlights?
And my son's mother, I have a feeling she's the type of person that would... Shannon, you should also maybe... We should change the music because we're gonna probably pick gay music. We should do like a fucking a cooler song. Do like Baby Got Back.
No, do Ass and Titties by DJ Assault. Okay. Baby Got Back is too
like DJ too Assault. Perfect.
That's better. All right, Ass and Titties by DJ Assault over the highlights of the Women's March, please.
It's just gonna be a bunch of like homely broads talking. Like why?
Sometimes
like,
you know it's hot chicks, dude.
Titties, ass and titties.
Oh shit, I like it.
Titties, titties, ass and titties. Ass, titties, ass and titties. Ass, titties, titties, ass and titties. Big booty bitches that's wearing guests. Come on, hold
up. Okay, it immediately started with a black guy break dancing. I'll tell you, these highlights.
Yo, can I say one thing, though? Is there anything more fucking cringe-inducing than white women co-opting the fist in the air?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that is brutal. Brutal, I mean, to see the girls from Broad City, whose entire show is basically ripping the pages out of black culture,
okay,
then co-opting the fucking fist up and acting as if it is a sign, an international sign of feminism.
And they also can't even get
it. I thought it was just an international sign of Bush lesbianism.
I mean, I don't know. It's supposed to be a major shift in the civil rights movement when the guy in the Olympics did it. I'm too high to remember his fucking name. But
Jesse Owens?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, bring that down a little bit more, Shannon. It's a
I
little
think
bit,
she's turning it higher.
Yeah, it's just a little distracting, Shannon.
The amount of pot smoked with this beat is making me have a full-blown panic attack.
Oh, I love it. I love this song. It's maybe my favorite song ever.
Yeah, I got to tell you,
Shannon, anytime you talk, this has to be playing under the background.
She's starting to get really mad.
I don't care.
That's what sucks for Shannon, is the better she does her job, the harder and worse it gets.
Shit, that's Shannon's actually singing right now. She jumped in.
It's like Sisyphus with a stone.
No, Shannon, here's the thing. What I like to do is I like to keep people on their toes, right? And on their, you know, and once you got to push people around a little bit in order to get the best out of them.
Yeah.
So what I do is I sexually harass and assault Shannon.
Oh.
To make sure, and then when she does
just
the way,
like that priest did to me to help me find spiritual enlightenment.
Yeah, then you react, and you react in a very real way. Right, Shannon?
That guy was actually the most selfless person there is.
See? Yeah.
That priest gave himself up for the Lord.
Shannon, did you ever sign that document saying that we're allowed to harass you?
No, I haven't seen such a thing.
It's weird.
It's printed on my dick.
I really want to print it on dick-shaped paper.
It's my dick stationery.
It's not a document that says we could harass her. It's a document that says we're just kidding.
Do they?
Hey, y'all. We're just telling jokes.
I hereby acknowledge that they're just kidding. And just we need to get a notary on staff.
We're going to be playing Ass and Titties while she signs.
Highlights of the Gas Digital Women's March.
It's funny because Shannon looks like she's laughing, but I know she's crying.
Shannon, come on. This is way more fun. Look, all right, you could be working a job where they don't harass you and it's not this much fun, right?
You could be working a job where they do harass you and it's not this much fun.
Exactly. There's so many worse scenarios, okay? Imagine you were in the 40s.
Yeah, at least here you get to
imagine
get
you were a bartender
too
in Staten Island or something.
Yeah, seriously. Shannon.
Yep, you're right.
So much attitude. Man.
Shannon's just thinking about how all her regulars when she was a bartender could beat the shit out of the three of us.
Can you, this one chick who is a singer, Halsey.
Oh, yeah, she was doing blow on a yacht, right?
Oh, was she?
That's she just got the caught. Yeah, she just got caught doing a key bump on the on a yacht with her.
Who cares?
With awesome. Her boyfriend. Yeah.
Why does anybody care about
she's
that?
She's a hot. She's
she is
that,
pretty
that
hot.
That made her so much hotter.
She is
too.
Pretty hot, and I don't have a problem with that.
I don't
okay?
know who this is.
She's a fucking chick broad, and guys, I'm Dayquil is making me walk right now. Right, so just blame Dayquil.
Oh, so you're drunk? The Dayquil has like a bunch of alcohol in
Am
it.
Am I drunk?
Did you take Dayquil on an empty stomach?
Oh yeah.
You're drunk,
doggy. This bitch is fucking, she's hot as shit, okay?
Yeah.
That's not a good picture. That's
all
right.
I'm way in, dude. That little like punk rock fucking, oh yeah, all about it, right? Good for her. Love it. All about it. So she goes out to this women's march and she does a speech as well. And I didn't even, she did a poem apparently. I didn't listen to the poem. I just put it on mute and fucking jerked off to it. It was awesome. Okay, so Shannon, If you want to put on the poem.
Hello, hello.
It's a five.
I like how they're all dressed down on purpose.
So,
she can't.
This is my second March. I was in D.C. last year, and I came back to
it'd be so hot if she did a bumble coke right now.
I know. Took her shirt off, Girls Gone Wild style.
Speech unless it rhymes. So, I'm going to do a little poem for you guys. It's 2009, and I'm 14, and I'm crying. Not really sure where I am, but I'm holding the hand of my best friend Sam in the waiting room of a Planned Parenthood. The air is sterile and clean, and the walls are that not gray, but green, and the lights are so bright they could burn a hole through the seam of my jeans, and my phone is buzzing in the pocket. My mom is asking me if I remembered my keys, because she's closing the door and she needs to lock it. But I can't.
Why do they always do that, like, speech pattern for, like, spoken word poetry?
No, like, I feel like that's if you're, like, if you're black, you have to be way more, like,
animated.
Yeah. There's, like, a lot more beats, you know?
I mean, I don't know what's going on. I hate this girl's, like, fake fucking emotion behind it. That's what bugs me the most, where she's like. And then I do this and that, and it's like, ugh.
Because you know, at the time, she went there with her friend, and she was nice to her friend. But then, like right after that, she's like, "What a skank!" Right to like the other girls they chill with.
I want you guys to have some respect for Halsey.
No, her name is Halsey.
Guys, have a little bit of fucking respect, this girl. Okay, she, her friend.
I just don't like her tone. I like the rhyme scheme.
Her friend Sam was raped, and now she's at a Planned Parenthood with her.
Oh, I thought she was.
No, her friend Sam was raped.
Oh, I didn't even get that from.
Oh, maybe
I thought she just got knocked up.
Oh, no. All right. I thought she... Maybe... No. Maybe...
Lewis just injected his own fantasy into the first half of this poem.
Oh, man. I yeah, imagine Sam...
I don't think they've said why they're there yet.
Sam being a little brunette. They're just kissing on the mouth. She said she didn't want it, but come on.
Okay. That's her sister.
Ah. Go ahead, go.
I can't tell anyone at all. You see, my best friend Sam was... raped by a man that we knew because he worked in the after school program, and he held her down with her textbooks beside her, and he covered her mouth, and then he came inside her.
Okay, you don't have to
so
make
now
it
I'm
hot
with Sam at the place.
Like, why would she choose
she definitely
the words
did that, like,
like, why would, like, she chose the words and like the pausing to kind of make it like that's not, this is the problem, this is the difference between men and women. We're never going to be able to come to terms if they're going to go and fucking make hot rape poems.
Oh, man. You know what's great about that
as
right there?
Is
me
existence.
And Mike just sat here while you hung yourself right there. It's like, we both were like, there's a pause there. We should probably talk. It's a podcast. Like, no.
As
no,
long as like- hot rape poems are a prevalent thing in our society, men and women will never be equal.
Well, I'm trying to be a fucking
feminist.
When will
there be a
right
Supreme
now?
Court decision against hot rape poems?
Guys, what am I supposed to say? You know, I'm sitting here. I'm trying to be on the side of women. Shannon, am I wrong or am I right here?
Right.
Thanks, Shannon.
Well, the reason why this is hot, too, is because of some of the other stuff that we've sexualized, like textbooks beside her that immediately made me think of like Catholic schoolgirl thing, and then like, you know, just the coming inside of her. That's such a graphic, like, that's a
fun
pleasant way, that's a pleasant way to describe that.
Yeah,
if she was like, and then ripped her cunt with his dick and spilled his poison inside of her, like something like that.
Yeah, don't make it sound so fluffy and
that,
fun
that would only work for the people on Shiprock.
She made it sound all sexy. It's like,
yeah, I don't know.
My tight little friend Sam was so hot. And
oh no.
Wanting it. She said, ooh, don't fuck me, daddy. Ooh.
It did
ooh.
Seem like she could have been writing for MILFs Gone Wild.
It was fucking, that's the I would have written
that
this poem.
Is, that actually could read like a passage from 50 Shades.
Yes.
That's fucked up because you're absolutely right. Some of that power shit, that reads a lot.
Yeah, no. Here's the thing. We're not saying, nobody's making light of the fact that somebody was raped, okay? We're just saying that.
That's exactly what we're doing. We're literally what we're doing.
No, we're not. What we're doing
No, we're making fun of the poem that represents the
we're
rape.
We're saying the poem could be.
Yeah, poetry is
rapier.
Some gay
in a more effective way, as opposed to not hot rapey. Why are you writing hot rapey poetry as opposed to dark, edgy, offensive rapey poetry the way it should be? This is what we're saying. Guys, we've worked it out. Okay, we figured this out now.
She should be way gothier looking, too. Like, I.
This is too hot, is the point, okay?
This is the only way poetry is hot. I mean,
this shouldn't be turning us on, and it is. And whose fault is that? Is that the rapists? He didn't write this poem.
He did everything in his power.
That rapist didn't bone us all up right now.
Yeah, dude, he was trying to turn me on with this act. I know that. Oh. Shannon, am I right or am I wrong?
Right.
Goddamn right, I'm right. Like, all right. So go ahead. Let's go. Let's.
Every time Shannon answers you, I just remember that scene in Chappelle's Show. Where he's like, this racism is killing me inside. Every time she talks.
Go ahead.
Waiting for the results of a medical exam, and she's praying she doesn't need an abortion. She couldn't afford it, and her parents would, like, totally kill her. What? It's 2002, and my family just moved, and the only people I know are my mom's friend Sue and her son. He's got a case of Matchbox cars, and he says that he'll teach me to play the guitar if I just keep quiet. And the stairwell beside apartment 1245 will haunt me in my sleep for as long as I am alive. And I'm too young to know why it aches in my thighs, but I must lie.
I mean, come on, I'm not. What am I supposed to say?
Yeah, if you rearrange these words in a way, they would definitely, it would read like erotic fiction, right? Like,
in a way, what do you mean? Just put them right on paper. Put them on paper and read them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Look.
She's like rolling her eyes in the back of her head. It's just like, it's a lot.
If Shannon, can you get a transcript of this and just read it at the end of the show?
Fine. You found the way to make me come, Chris. Thank you. You did it. Ladies and gentlemen, we can officially end the podcast now.
Somebody figured out how to make me come.
Finally, come on the show.
About time.
There we go.
I mean, at least we know at least one other person has done that.
No. Well, look, we are kidding. Obviously, good. More power to women for getting together and doing all that stuff. You know?
You're the biggest piece.
Why? I'm just saying, dude, good for them.
It's just hilarious how you're just like, good for you, gals.
Good for them. Yeah, what am I supposed to say?
Meter.
I really
even a pop have your little, you know?
I don't even care. I really.
Have your little no boys.
Can I tell you who's not having.
You know how they got the money for all those hats? Bake sale.
Oh, no.
Guess who's not having meetings? Guess who's not having fucking meetings in the park with people reading poems? Fucking rich dudes. What do you want me to say? There's never... They're...
Bilderberg, bro. You're incorrect.
No, they do it at Gramercy. You need a key to get in.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, like there's no rich, successful people that are billionaires and people
their
that are really...
Their entire day is filled with meetings. What are you talking
no,
about?
But like, that's, no, but that's...
At,
that's,
like, mahogany tables.
Doggy, they're at a meeting with other fucking...
I'm not saying that their meetings are similar. No. I'm just saying that the idea that rich people don't that, congregate
I'm not saying
is incorrect.
I'm not saying congregation. I'm saying that rich people aren't getting together in a park to sing Kumbaya and go, like, woe is me, what am I not getting?
No,
they just play ass and titties.
They're in basements fucking children in their root chakras.
Doggy.
Well, they create these poems.
Sometimes you need to fucking crack a few eggs to make an omelet.
Okay.
And sometimes those eggs are the souls of children.
Sometimes that egg is named Sam.
I found the transcript. It's super long.
Cool.
All right,
well, that's how the show will end. You just record that.
No, Shannon, you read it on. I don't want to
read
hear
the part with the quivering thighs. Just that part.
Yeah, go from where she left off, Shannon. Let's hear you do it. And can you do it a little more sultry than she was doing it?
No. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, you can do
that
it.
That kind of worked. I don't know. No.
Her saying no worked.
The way she said it, you know?
The way you didn't consent to what he said.
So you want me to start with that line?
Go ahead.
And I'm too young to know why it aches in my thighs, but I must lie. I must lie. It's 2012 and I'm dating a guy and I sleep in his bed and I just learned how to drive. And he's older than me and he drinks whiskey neat and he's paying for everything. This adult thing is not cheap. We've been fighting a lot almost 10 times a week and he wants to have sex and I just want to sleep. He says I can't say no to him. This much I owe to him. He buys me dinner so I have to blow him. He's
oh, Shannon.
Shannon's an animal.
Shannon.
Shannon's worse than
she's
everybody.
Like, I heard that.
Because she was literally tickled. She was tickled by the moment that this girl was sexually assaulted in the poem.
Yeah, we had to make each other laugh.
Yeah, we're like fucking around. Like, we're kidding, guys. Look, everyone, we're joking. These are all jokes. This is like a really serious issue.
But the real monster in the room.
Let's all put, like, look, let's stop for just one second.
Let's show our
hands. We're just fucking around. We're all here just having a good time making jokes. Wow. Shannon's a horrible human being who just laughed at the pain in a girl. Like, the moment sexual assault occurred in the poem, Shannon let out a witch-like cackle. And that's not faked. You can't act that way. Like, that's like, that's real deal life, okay?
He pays for dinner.
And I'm sorry. For the women that are listening to this, I'm sorry if you were triggered by that, because Shannon doesn't really have... She's been abused a lot in her life. We shouldn't talk about it on the show, and she told me not to talk about it on the show, but she's been abused a ton, and we won't get into
specifics. She once told me about how she got really mad at her boss for calling her fat, but...
Yeah, whatever,
each
man.
Each hair color represents 10 accusers.
Shannon, have I... I haven't called her fat at all on this show.
Ever?
Not on today's show.
Not today, but it happens a lot.
So get in line.
Well, historically, we finally beat Roe v. Wade.
We didn't call Shannon fat on today's show. I've been calling you hot all show, actually.
No, you said I was a dog.
Yeah. Should I? That was the first thing you said.
Yeah. You see Shannon in person, she's a fucking dog.
Oh, that's true. I said you sound hot, though. That's a compliment.
Thanks. Thank you. Okay, are we done? Done with this?
No. What's the next line?
All right, what's the next line of the poem?
After you so callously address this woman's rape.
He's taken to forcing me down on my knees, and I'm confused because he's hurting me while he says please. And he's only a man, and these things he just needs. He's my boyfriend, so why am I filled with unease?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
No, that's it gross. Sounds hot.
That one was
it's
gross.
That was hot.
Just that last line kind of threw it off, but up until they got to the word unease, I was like,
even filling her with unease, that's kind of hot.
What?
No. Is that not odd?
Because he's still filling her in some
You're
way.
Filling, you know, like...
I know what you're getting at.
It hurts a little, you know? I can't... You know Kenny, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I kind of
It's causing her
you're...
some physical and emotional discomfort.
Oh, it's not easy to get it in there?
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, literally and figuratively?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Continue, Shannon. This is the best.
Us making Shannon read this poem... Might be illegal. I don't even know, like, in what, like, what line we've crossed.
Good thing we got those NDAs on the dick paper.
Shannon, you better. Shannon, Harrington, get the dick paper out and get the sexiest color lipstick you have, because we're going to make Shannon.
Just get a blank sheet and then fill in the terms.
We're
going to
make Shannon sign it with her lipstick, with her lips.
On her vagina. She squats on the paper.
Some king shit. What's it called when they get to fuck the wives of anybody?
Yeah. In Coming to America, the scene where they have the servants that wash his dick. That's going to be the new Gas Digital Studios.
It's just a rape shelter and a dick washing facility.
There's going to be a huge...
No mics.
Huge pool.
Shannon's... It's like, Rob, I forgot to buy mics. I spent our whole budget on this dick washing.
Shannon, we give you a promotion. You're now a special
dick washing sink.
Oh, my God.
You're now assistant executive producer. You just have to... You just have to wash our dicks in this pool.
No, Shannon's like the guy on the crew team that doesn't paddle. He just yells through the loudspeaker. Jerk! Jerk! Jerk!
Ralph's going to come back. The company's over. Shannon's... She's taking
she owns
it home.
The whole company.
Ah, shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Oh, Shannon, you're an animal. Why would you laugh at that girl's pain?
Yeah. What a bad person.
What a piece
she
of
is.
Shit you are. Fuck me, you're such a piece of shit. Do you have no soul? Anyway, you guys got to come see the new studio after this.
Yeah,
you gonna come? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Since the construction started?
No, I haven't. Yeah, then I will. I have the rest of this lollipop to finish, too. So
we got a blunt, too, doggy.
Oh, great.
What?
No, I'm excited. Thank you.
Shannon, you're okay with everything we just said, right? Say it into the microphones and on camera. And let everyone know that you're okay with it.
Sure.
Oh no! The beginning of the end. As
oh,
Ralph,
the one.
That's literally like when they're like, "I felt afraid to say no." Like that's literally what that.
Shannon, say into the camera that you're not afraid,
and then edit this to get my voice out of it.
Ralph is like, "This is what you skip shipwreck for."
to destroy our company.
Look, she's the one who said the women's march is horseshit. Okay.
She didn't go. I mean, she's a woman.
Yeah. I wanted to go. I was too sick. Do you think that?
I just didn't want to get on the train on the weekend. That's
I really
crazy.
Would. I really am going to go next year to the Women's March.
You should.
I'm going to go.
Go.
Live That'd remote?
Yeah, dude. Why not? Do a live broadcast?
Sis on the street?
Do and I guarantee you that I guarantee you I would have a fun time. Bring my son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's who you don't try to get pussy from, son.
What?
They're all uptight, these bitches. That's just you teaching your kid.
No, yeah, you can't. Any woman that's at the Women's March, you don't have sex with them. You don't try to get pussy from them. It's I'd say 50-50 shot they're going to blame you for rape.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to give you a nice accusation.
Okay. Yeah. Like me too, at the Women's March. That's a really, if you get raped at the Women's March, like that's a great follow-up rape poem. I mean, like really.
Yeah, if you get raped at the Women's March, almost worth it.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody has that story.
Yeah.
Nobody has that story, Mike. Shannon?
Except that 60-year-old.
I'm not even kidding now. Shannon, I'm not even kidding now, Shannon. Is that not a great story?
No, I don't know.
If you're going to get raped.
Great. As far as rape stories go.
If you're going to get raped.
No, in the context of rape stories.
As far as parades go, it's certainly better than the Puerto Rican Day Parade
or the fucking Caribbean Parade.
Yeah.
If you're going to get raped ever in your life, getting raped at the Women's March is best case scenario.
Ugh. I don't know.
If you're going to get raped or go to a parade, I lost track.
No, if you're going to get raped.
Okay, at the Women's March.
Yeah, because then you have that incredibly ironic story. You're going to fucking get a ton of press, you know?
Yeah, but like, there's probably no hush money in
who
that.
Who wants press for that, though?
I'm all about the press, dog. For me, I'm always looking
you
for...
You would take a rape just
Twitter
for the press?
Followers? How many Twitter followers?
Just for a Page Six write-up, you would take a rape?
Would you let a bunch of bull dykes, like... fist rape your asshole at the Women's March.
That's a lot. Here's the
at
thing,
the Gas
guys.
Digital.
Not to mention, it would take a while to work himself. Let's up just to
say, let's say, dick-sized raping.
Well, that's why it's a rape, Mike.
Oh yeah, true.
dick-sized raping.
Okay.
What's the benefit here? What do you get?
You would have the ironic story of being raped at the Women's March. Like if a bull dyke strap on raped you at the Women's March.
That's a better story.
Yeah, that's because you're a man
raped at the Women's March. You now have a real gripe against women and marches for the rest of your life.
It would totally justify this podcast retroactively.
It's actually the only justification. Yeah,
it's the only way to save
guys,
the company.
Guys, can you rape me at the Women's March next year?
Yeah, it's the only
or
way
we're
to
in
save
trouble
this
if
company.
I don't get raped at this Women's March. No, here's the truth.
Please
okay?
send Ralph a memo.
I volunteer as tribute.
This is the reality. And it's a harsh reality here, okay? I'm a man. I have thousands of stories, okay? What's another good story? Women, how many good stories do they got? You know? They need the stories. Shannon, when's the last time Shannon fucking said, hey, let me tell you the story? And you fucking sat down, you're like, wow, this is fucking riveting. Never happened. Am I right, Shannon, or am I wrong?
Shannon, you got a story for us to refute this?
Shannon, am I right or am I wrong, Shannon?
You know what? I don't take the time to tell you guys stories because I know it's going to happen.
Shannon, what's going to happen?
You have a good story
she
for us?
Like
good,
saved three kids brief. This weekend.
What, Shannon, all right, fine. Hold on.
No, don't put me on the spot.
No, now I'm going to put her on the spot.
I mean, her hair matches her vape. I mean, it's a story, right? Kind of.
And her purse.
Yeah, it really what?
That's a wild scene. Shannon, it's awesome.
Shannon, also, I should say that Shannon has a podcast called The Thing Is. Okay, and I didn't even know Maddie Jester Skulls was your co-host now.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. And
is that the one I did a long time ago?
Yes, you did. I was actually thinking of re-releasing it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Shannon, you can plug your fucking podcast on my show when we do plugs, you know, right?
Thank you. I just didn't want to push it.
Wow.
You know?
She's the best.
But here's the thing.
So now, are you telling stories on this show?
Yes, but not just me. So
Shannon, tell us a story.
It's amazing how selfless Shannon is because our producer, Dana, is the biggest fame whore on earth, plastering her name on every fucking tweet, Instagram post, anything she can. Really? She's trying to separate herself from the show as much as possible.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's why I have a real beef with her.
Do you now?
Yeah. We want to get merch that says, Dana, you bitch, and it's a dodgeball, so I can throw it at her every time she says
I would
something.
Totally buy that.
Well, I was going to do
right?
one.
We come on right after you.
There's a thing called the Damn It Doll, and I was trying to convince Voss to do it for Bonnie. Maybe we'll do it for Dana instead. And it's a doll that'll look like Dana. Okay.
Oh, I said either that or one of those old.
And you get
clown
to slam. You get to slam the doll's head into the table when you get angry. You're like, God damn it, Dana, you fucking dumb bitch.
Yeah.
That'd be great. We can do Damn It Dolls for all the producers for the Gas Digital Network.
Okay.
But how I want cool a Lewis one.
But also, what are
the? Whoa, Shannon, you would never.
And then I could just get it all out on the doll.
Dude, damn it, dolls would be great. That's actually, I'm going to...
You walk in here and Shannon is blowing the doll. Like, it's just so...
No, there's five dolls scattered about, torn up, and one doll just getting blown by her.
She's got the Ralph and Big J damn it dolls shoved in her pussy and ass. Yeah, those would be cool. If somebody can make those, we will make money together. I don't know, how do you make, Shannon, can you make damn it dolls?
No, I can't sew. I feel like you need to sew.
Probably. Danny Masterson is the next guy.
It's Ben.
Yeah.
But he got fired from his shit this week.
Oh, did he?
Good. Yeah, sounds, the Netflix show.
By all accounts.
Dude, what? Like, hold on. He only had three women accuse him of meat and potatoes.
Violent rape.
Yeah. I mean,
at least he's going back to basics, because I hated all this kind of like 2.0 shit of jerking off and showering in front of people.
Here's what I'll say now. Danny Masterson, I'm not going to give him real ass dude of the week, because it seems like he's a rapist.
I won't
give it to him, but I will
say...
Well,
we're against rape. Not Dana.
Shannon's all about rape.
Yeah.
Shannon's a fucking rape artiste. But Danny Masterson, I will say, just really sticking to his guns. He's like, hey, dude, I've never been convicted of anything. You're like, dude, three women have accused you of violently raping them?
You have an undefeatable defense team, though, with that church. With Scientology.
Yeah, because that's what happened, right? So exactly. These Scientologists... Yeah.
And it's within the church.
In the Scientology church?
Yeah, yeah. It'll,
really?
Yeah, that's what... It's never, ever... I mean, allegedly. I
can you rape the soulless?
I personally... What?
Can you rape the soulless?
Once they're clear.
Well,
that's when you gook them back up. They get all clear.
That's the most satisfying rape.
Yeah. Then you shoot some fucking...
I didn't know that was within the church. I know that the church got 50 signatures of people, or 50 letters from people within the church.
Or something like that.
Saying that he's like a good dude. And
I don't know.
Apparently there was a fucking investigation, and there's still one of the things are being investigated as we speak. So that's kind of fucking crazy.
Yeah, but who is it being investigated by? David Miscavige? Like, it's just an internal investigation.
Well, they seem like they throw things better than like whatever. I grew up near Borough Park, and all those fucking rabbis were giving babies herpes, and none of them went to jail.
Yeah.
Those people that have like their own internal communities and kind of like their own weird rules, and they keep it within. It is very strange.
I bet there's a lot of Me Toos in Amish country.
It's kind of weird. Like, it's
the one place they just make it crop circles that say Me Too. They can't tweet.
You just think like, it's very strange that you're not hearing more athletes. You're not hearing, like, how is there not, like, and I guess hush money is a big thing, but you would just assume that it doesn't fucking matter. The hush money doesn't mean anything.
Well, from what I've heard, though, like, Shaq used to do this thing, and I think Kobe actually eventually picked up on it after his Denver case. No, he would have one of his boys in the adjoining room to him in the hotel, and he'd have the girl go into that room first, sign an NDA and a form of consent, and then she would go into that room, basically saying, like, you're going in the room, you know what's about to happen, you're going to have consensual sex.
Doesn't matter, though. That whole scenario could be considered super intimidating. It would be super intimidating. These fucking huge black dudes sign this piece of paper, you're going to go suck his dick. Come on now.
Yeah,
like that, like, why wouldn't, you know, all that shit that's happening right now with
in the
Olympics,
court of public opinion,
those girls are, you know, all those girls signed NDAs. Like, that was part of the thing, though, is like they all signed NDAs, but they were abusing these young fucking girls.
But they were also all like 16, right? Like, it was the gymnastics team, right? Those girls are not of age. They're like young girls.
Yeah, but even so, dude, I mean, how many 16-year-old girls do you think NBA players or NFL players or fucking the WWE or like... These fucking worlds where, I mean, I watch people like throw themselves at like real celebrities. Aziz Ansari is not like a fucking celebrity. Like, he's a celebrity, but he's not like...
He's not like Shaq.
Well, I mean...
He's not like getting girls throwing pussy at them.
Yeah.
And you would just assume that there are, you know, so many more women out there that were wanting to blow that up. And it's just kind of weird. I don't know why we haven't seen it happen with sports the way we're seeing it happen with comedy.
Well, I mean, they tried to get Peyton,
yeah,
and then the university and the NCAA and his dad and everybody just pretty much like threw money at it and discredited the doctor that he apparently sexually assaulted. And it became this huge thing where they ruined her career because they basically said she was an inept doctor, even though she had like won all these awards up until that point. But it was just to it was to quiet the story that Peyton put his fucking nuts and dick on her forehead and fucking down her nose as like a Spartan helmet, which, you know, that's kind of hilarious. But it's, you know.
Then I guess it's also like sports fans don't really give a fuck. That's not going to, the court of public opinion prevails, right? And then they go, oh, this guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah, but as long as you're winning. Michael Vick came back after the dog thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even just...
People want Tiger Woods back. People want Tiger Woods to succeed. That's probably the biggest example of this shit. And it's not even about assault, but it was about adultery. And it was from this, like, you know, Kellogg's fucking cereal box athlete that had never done anything wrong up until that point.
Yeah.
And it's this huge 20-hoe-deep scandal.
Yeah.
And now, years later, people are like, what the fuck, Tiger? You're hurt still, you pussy? Get back. Like, get on Ambien again. What? Who gives a fuck?
That might also kind of be just like... Well, now we're mad at rapes. Like, we don't care about adulteries anymore. Come on back. You know,
but it is weird because it seems like the Me Too, you know, Time's Up thing is blowing up a little bit, and the Aziz story divided a lot of people. There's a lot of articles, way more articles from feminists than I thought there would be, saying like, hold on, let's slow our fucking roll here. What Aziz did wasn't
assault.
Yeah,
but isn't that great? Isn't that nice to see?
Because it is nice.
It's self-policing, and it seems as though people are being aware that that could potentially be the case.
Well, it's great to finally see that. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't, like, we talked about it, like, you talked about it on your show, I've talked about it on my, like, the Louis thing wasn't like as bad as people were. I'm like, all right, seems like he was getting consent.
I think it's about on par with the Aziz thing in terms of, like, you know, the deviancy in terms of, like, what
it
might
be a little worse because he was literally asking at work. You know what I mean? Like,
I guess. I don't know. I'm not a fucking
nerd. It's not like he was on the air when he was asking, you know?
Yeah, I'm just not a fucking nerd, you know? But,
I'm just not a nerd.
It's true. You know what you want me to say, dude? We're fucking adults. Who gives a shit? You know? I have girls that are freaks, dude. That do freaky fucked up shit. That like to put their fingers in my throat and choke me and smack me and spit.
Like what Aziz did to that girl.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's just like that. The
and
claw.
They're little freaky bitches. That's all it is. I'm like, all right, you little freaky bitch. And that's what Aziz is. A little freaky bitch.
Yeah.
You know, come on. Let him be a little freaky bitch. I would love to, I
would be weirded out by a guy that tiny sticking his dumb fingers in my mouth.
Yeah,
but if you were accepting his penis into your mouth at some point that night, like, it's just like, you know, it's like, is the finger that much worse?
His fucking roti roll in the back of your throat?
Yeah, but if you're a fucking chick, first of all, fuck this bitch, okay? I'll just say that. Fuck this bitch. She was on a date with a dude, and then some fucking famous dude starts giving her eyes, so she fucking gives him her number. If I was that dude, I would have beat her to death with her fucking shitty camera that night. That night, she would have, like, it would have been a different story.
I mean, seems a little intense.
Yeah, it would have been a different story. I'm not that guy, obviously.
Yeah.
So...
Thank God.
The admissions that
we've saved your life on this show
are so wild.
What, dude?
I mean, the last time I was on, you talked about raping Natalie Portman and how it was completely worth the charge.
No, I said that's what I said. I wouldn't do that. It's crazy. But
if you did already.
I mean, Jesus Christ, look at her.
Still smashed, you know what I mean? Still
God damn, you still got that story, right? It's all about the story. We said this earlier.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but you can't podcast from prison.
You just got to call in on the phone
per week. Yeah,
that's how all those rappers get on mixtapes. You know,
yeah. Out of the fucking.
I can't imagine what you're doing right now is good for your recovery.
What?
Or my general health? But
no, you got that green juice in front of you.
That's true. I'm fighting it.
I'm fucking killing it, doggy. So, all right. Danny Masterson. It seems like he's, you know, his shit's fucked. It's over for him. Does anybody remember when he was on Roseanne?
No.
He wasn't.
He was.
He wasn't. That's the other guy.
That's the Big Bang Theory guy.
Yeah.
Really now.
Yes.
Really now. Yes. He wasn't.
Was he not? Was he?
You know what? Real ass dude, the big Louis J. Gomez.
He's a real ass dude.
Louis J. Gomez, Real Estate of the Week, for fucking making Mike Cannon look like a bitch.
I just
a fucking
oh
bitch.
I don't think You should have seen that interaction from where I'm sitting, because I think you just look like an asshole.
No, Mike Cannon looks like a bitch.
Yeah, I accept it. I did say it with confidence, because I thought you were talking about the other kinky-haired white guy.
Yeah, because he basically played Evil David.
Did he?
She breaks up with David and goes off to college and starts dating another guy.
Wow.
It's Danny Masterson. He looks like him. He's kinky. Look, pull it up right there. There he is. There he is, and he's kind of shitty, and he smokes cigarettes, and David's a little fucking
queef. No, that is not Danny Masterson, you idiot. That's the older brother from Malcolm in the Middle. That is not
Danny. No, it is.
Yes, it is.
Who's Danny Masterson's brother in real life?
There he is. Yeah. No, there he is.
No, that's Danny Masterson's brother.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. That's not Danny
Masterson. Look up if Danny Masterson was on Roseanne.
Making Louis J. Gomez look like a bitch.
You better pull that up. Find out if Danny Masterson was on Roseanne. Shannon. Put him in IMDb right now. You find out right now.
It is his brother, right? In real life? Oh, that's so great.
Because he would be too young.
Yes.
No, he would have been like 14.
He plays evil.
You better fucking find out, Shannon. Pull up on the big screen.
This is going to be the best day of my life in about 3 minutes.
I better be right. I better be fucking right.
No, you were thinking of when he was on Sybil. Your favorite show as a from childhood.
What year is this?
No! Oh! What a turn of events.
My Cannon is my bitch. He's specifically my bitch. You know what? I have definitely the real story with Cannon. Hit the music again.
I really wish he's a real ass
dude. Oh. He's got a bad attitude. He's a
real ass dude. That's right, bitch.
Fucking worse.
How does it feel to get fucked in the ass on the Real Ass Podcast? No, I want you to tell me. Look at the camera. Let everyone know. How does it feel to get bent over and fucked in your ass?
I got
to
tell you, it's far more comfortable than I anticipated.
On the Real Ass Podcast, yeah. Just fucking blam, blasted.
I feel good.
Love that cock, right, dude? Like, you loving
I,
that
I
cock,
only
dude.
Wish it was at the Women's March.
Just so you know, I'm not just fucking, I'm jerking you off, dude. I'm fucking tickling your balls while I'm doing
you're
it.
A good guy.
If Lewis gets raped at the Women's March next year, we're IPOing.
Can we
this
make
company.
That happen? Like, your fans are not hardcore unless one of them rapes you at the Women's March next year.
I swear to God.
You won't press charges.
Oh, no, I will not. I'll tell you, if any of my fans rape me, ever.
Yo, that is an open invitation. Somebody take them up on it.
Ever. If you ever rape me, I swear to God, I'll be upset at first.
You're just a guy on Shiprock sharpening a straight razor right now.
That is a lifetime of consent you just gave
whatever,
on your own
doggy,
show. Good
whatever,
for you.
Doggy. I think it's hilarious. I thought of this before. I want to do a business where
I just get raped. It's called
prostitution. Women pay me to rape them. And well, to live out the rape fantasies.
We talked about this last time. It's really
I'm
uncomfortable.
I'm pretty sure that business exists.
Does it?
Yeah, I'm sure gigolos will cater to your rape
probably
fantasy.
Just shy away from showing it on Showtime.
I want to, real quick, Roseanne is coming back, though. Did you know that?
I did
not know that until I fucking saw that the other day.
Isn't Whitney Cummings like the showrunner or something? Or
is
she's
she?
Producing it? Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
I liked Roseanne.
It was all right. Anything, I think, after the...
I don't know how they're bringing back John Goodman's Dan.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
Like, he's alive.
Hold on, I forgot.
Yeah, didn't the character die?
Yeah.
No, wait. He's alive. They retconned the entire last season where he died and she won the lottery, right? And then that
oh,
happened?
They're basically saying...
Yeah, they did
it. No, at the end, she like, woke up from a dream.
She was dreaming.
Oh, was she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, they did the worst thing you could possibly do at the end of any story or movie or anything. It was all a dream.
Well, I think she admitted... She kind of just admitted that she only did the ninth season because they offered her so much fucking money.
Yeah. Yeah, like, but the show was way ahead of its time. It was, it spoke to me and like my, I grew up fucking poor. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't really have
that.
He had
a house.
And you're right, it wasn't my type of poor, yeah. Motherfucker. It was like I was more like Shameless poor.
Didn't he own like a motorcycle shop?
Yeah, they owned a couple businesses. Yeah. They owned a loose meat sandwich shop.
Yeah.
It was basically Sloppy Joe without the sauce. was weird.
Who the fuck wants that?
It actually
you're too lazy
good.
To compress your hamburger,
it's
asshole?
It sort of inspired me. It sort of inspired me to... I always wanted to open up a Sloppy Joe cart, like in New York City, like a truck that sold Sloppy Joes.
I think that would work.
I think it would kill it. And it was always inspired off of like this loose meat idea that was on Roseanne. The Lunchbox was the name of the business. And I thought, if you had a Sloppy Joe truck... that did like just fucking dope steak fries and or in tater tots and steak fries, and then sloppy joe sandwiches with a cut, like you do a spicy one and then like a fucking
get some cheeses,
vegetarian,
crush it. Yeah, dude, turkey,
yeah,
doggy, crush it, turkey. Crush
it. Because you could do it with quinoa. You could do a vegetarian one with quinoa. I bet
easily,
it'd be good.
Easily. Okay. So, but yeah, c'est la vie. Never did it. I did.
It's not too
late. I did pitch a TV show with Dave Attell based off of that.
Is that right?
Were you guys sold loose meat?
No, it was a food truck idea.
Oh, was it before the great food truck race came out?
It's Insomniac for food trucks.
Yes.
It's just taco trucks.
So
this one has a good pastor taco. That one I like the lengua from.
The Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. I don't know shit about football.
No, I did watch the end of the Jacksonville game just because the Jacksonville Patriots game, just because the quarterback looks.
Do they know
like
who's
me.
Playing both teams now?
Yeah, Patriots, Eagles.
Yeah.
Who's going to win?
Patriots.
Probably.
Patriots are going
to
win?
I would hope so. I want Philadelphia to continue their zero Super Bowl run.
I hate people from Philadelphia.
I don't. I like the city. It's a great comedy city, too.
I
hate the Eagles.
It's a sandwich town.
I like Houston. Yeah. I like the fans from Philly that have come out to the shows, and I've liked the shows we've done in Philly. What I don't like is I've had a lot of interactions with people in life that I really don't like them as humans, and they're from Philadelphia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're always really fucking shitty people. So I think what happens is I think that people from Philadelphia are good at being phony. So I think they come out, and I think that they're pretending to be cool.
Oh, they would argue the exact opposite.
There's an evil deep down inside of them, and that if you turn your back on them, they'll fucking stab you in your back. So I don't trust them. Even the ones that I like, just know, if you're from Philly and you shake my hand, and I find out you're from Philly, I don't really trust you.
So Jay's leaving Legion of Skanks. This is how we're finding out?
Basically, me and Jay, we don't talk anymore.
Okay. That's kind of how I feel about Buffalo. Though, like, I don't like the city. I mean, I like the people there that I've met, most of them. But then a majority of people that I just have, like, fleeting social interaction with that are from Buffalo, I fucking cannot stand them as human beings.
But I bet those people aren't from Buffalo. They just were
Buffalo, because the way you know is because they harp on this dog shit Buffalo Bill pride and say that they're the only actual New York team. The Giants and the Jets play in Jersey.
People from Rochester do that.
Yeah, of course. As if they fucking even exist to the real New York.
Yeah.
I just went to school up there in Geneseo, so my entire 2 years was spent by a bunch of fucking long-aid losers speaking, you know, power about the goddamn Bills. Fuck that
team. You're really passionate about Buffalo. Wow. Yeah. More passionate than I am about Philly.
Yeah, I guess so. Sorry.
Yeah. No, but it's because I get it, though. I completely get it, dude.
Yeah.
I'm all about it, dude. If you meet five people from a place and you hate them at their core, what's the commonality there?
The place.
They're black. You know what? I never thought of it that way. I never thought of it that way. Shannon, I'm kidding, right?
Yep.
Thanks. Shannon, keep me on track, all right? I'm sick, and this whole show is off the rails, and I feel like we're going to lose the network because of it.
I think it's going well.
Why'd you let us lose the network, Shannon? Fuck, you're dumb.
Shannon sounds defeated.
No,
are you okay?
This whole thing folds. I get unemployment for 6 months.
Shannon, you know for a fact. Would you? Can you apply for unemployment through what you make off Gas Digital?
Not from what I make off Gas Digital. Maybe what Shannon makes.
Oh, you were doing an impression of Shannon. Oh, she could. Yeah, she could.
Wow.
Shannon, yeah, that's right. If we fired you, you can go on unemployment.
Yay. But then you just beat me down until I quit. That's what you're going to do.
That's right. We would never fire you, stupid. Only.
We won't let you quit either. I will fucking find you at your new job.
No, we just kid. We do. Shannon's a fucking goddess amongst humans. So we're just kidding. Everything is great here at Gas Digital. We're not going to shut the company down.
I mean, we're not.
Sorry, Ralph. All right, we're gonna get some questions going here in just a second.
I mean, we've slandered the good people at Shiprocked enough. I feel like their lawyers are gonna really
get the good city of Buffalo. I apologize. Yeah. I feel bad.
No, Buffalo's cool, man. Buffalo, we got no problem with you, man. Let me see.
All the prominent citizens of Buffalo, Annie DeFranco, and that guy who sells wings. I'm gonna come out.
Let's get some questions, Shannon.
It's a question.
You know what's up. Shannon, how can they join the conversation?
You can post your question on Lewis's Instagram story. It's Gomez Comedy. You can go to his website, gomezcomedy.com, and if you email him through there, put real ass questions in the subject line, or you can also tweet him at Lewis J. Gomez.
Shannon, you're perfect.
Thanks.
Now, if we have to compliment Shannon 100 times today to get us back to zero. All right, this is a good question for Cannon to be here for as well, but fuck him. I've never smoked weed in my life, but I'm curious about trying mushrooms. Would it be safe to go straight to psychedelics, or should I just chill the fuck out?
What do you think, Chris? I'll tell you this right now. I haven't been smoking weed this whole time, and I would eat mushrooms way before I smoked weed.
Yeah,
it's way more manageable in my opinion.
Did you not hit?
I didn't hit any of those blunts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This was just me and Cannon smoking three blunts today?
Yeah, I think I'm a little contact high, but...
Oh, you should be. You got very smoky. Shannon, yeah. Are you contact high?
No, I don't know how it's never happened that I've never gotten a contact high.
We really do bake
this smoking
room
weed?
Out.
No, I don't smoke... No, This is just a normal vape. I don't smoke weed.
This is how cool we are as bosses, though. We wouldn't give a fuck, right, Shannon?
Right.
If that was a weed vape, we wouldn't give a fuck.
No.
Shannon, if you wanted to shoot heroin on the show, would we give a fuck?
As long as I stayed awake, I think you'd be good.
I'd encourage it.
I mean, you
Cannon, what do you think? Do you think this guy's never smoked weed in his life? This is Ryan posts pictures on Instagram. Never smoked weed in his life, but he's curious about mushrooms. Do you think it's safe for him to jump into psychedelics? What do you think? You are what they call a psychonaut, right? You do a lot of tripping.
No, I'm not called that at all.
Isn't that what they call people who trip a lot?
No,
a psychonaut?
I mean, it's like foodie. It's just like a douchey thing.
I'm not that.
You're a psychonaut.
I'm
you call yourself a psychonaut regularly.
Get out of here with that.
You weren't going to start the Psychonaut podcast with Mike Cannon and B-Ball Bedizzles?
You're fucking out of here. I think as long as he has a good crew of people with him that that can kind of help him, you know, through the initial discomfort and weirdness, then yeah, I think that's
safe. People that are also on mushrooms, do not do mushrooms around people that are not on mushrooms.
Well, depending,
right.
you can
well,
do
maybe
it around
one
people
babysitter.
That are, you can do it around somebody who's not on mushrooms that respects doing mushrooms.
Okay,
yes, yeah. I had a friend that was shooting blanks of a BB gun at me in Lake George while I was on mushrooms. And
that
that's
person,
not somebody, yeah,
is a horrible human.
Should
being.
Be put in the ground. For
that
the
person
rest of his
is
life.
A Dave Matthews Band fan.
No, he was
that
he's,
guy.
He's anabolic steroid fan.
That guy is a
so
fucking,
also a Dave Matthews.
It's a hand job of a human
be
being.
Both. So how old is this dude? Does it say?
Doesn't say. Look, here's the thing. I'll tell you right now. I agree with Cannon. You don't. Marijuana. They put marijuana in the same category as psychedelics. It's not really. That's like a weird thing when you're categorizing it in some fucking crazy way. Doggy, let me explain to you something. Okay, when you trip mushrooms, acid, DMT. It's another world, okay? You're going to another planet. There's no...
It's set and setting, though. You
Coke, heroin, weed, any of these physical feeling things, you're not even in the same, like...
Those are just to make it okay to live on this planet.
I think yeah. Heroin is its own thing, probably.
But no, let me just... Yeah. And I've never done heroin, but I'm saying that that's very physical, okay? When you're dealing with mushrooms, it's not even... Mental's not even the right way to put it, okay? It's very physical.
It's psychological.
It is very different than you think it's going to be. There's no way for... Until you trip, there's no true way to have somebody describe it to you. You have to be prepared to leave... reality as you know it, not in a real dangerous way. If you're with friends in an apartment or outdoors in a safe area,
I would want to be outdoors the first time you do mushrooms. You go to like a good park where there's not a lot of cops.
Let me make this point, okay? It's more about you feeling comfortable. So that's whatever true. Works for you. If you live upstate New York and you're in an area where being outdoors in a park is very safe and comfortable, you know, don't have any like illegal drugs on you. I like to have weed on me, so I don't like going into public parks. I like to trip in like an apartment, okay. And then I'll go to like a rooftop or like if there's like a courtyard or something like that where I can easily go back inside and smoke weed. Because you don't want to be paranoid, but I want to be able to smoke when I want to smoke. You want to trip with people who are experienced, I think. People that have tripped before. You trip with one or two other people that you're really comfortable with.
Yeah,
you're not going to be self-conscious. There's ups and downs to it. I think it's a really great experience. If you want to do it and if you're interested in doing it, I think you should do it. You know, I think, you know, if you're...
Yeah.
But do it when you have those
Start
people
with
around.
2 grams, though, also.
Yeah, half an eighth. Don't do it in a public party setting, in my opinion, okay?
No. Don't be around anybody you don't know.
2 to 3 people at the very most, people that have tripped before and people that you really trust and you really like, you know, and that you'll have a really good experience, period.
I think also have everything you think you might need. Like Gatorade, candy, Anything you think you might need on mushrooms,
you and also all the things you think you're going to need, you're not going to need. The magic eye book you think you're going to look at the whole time, you're not going to even think about your magic eye book.
You're not
going
to touch that. I think the best thing that you could possibly do for yourself, if you are interested in tripping on mushrooms and actually having a transcendent experience, is to go camping. Rent if you live in New York, go to go to Lake George, rent a spot on one of the lake islands. They have campgrounds there.
Get your juiced up friend with a BB gun.
No, well, set up shop with your friends. Take mushrooms around 4:30 p.m. right as daylight is turning into kind of like it's about to make the transition into night. Mm. And that trip in the water and seeing the water, mountain, sky, that those three things, that will change your entire life. Very
good advice.
Yeah.
Ladpour wants to know, when's the Mike V and Chris D show coming? We're ready. Shannon, when are we officially launching that? Do you know?
I'm aiming for February 1st.
February 1st, we're aiming for. Those guys, I did the Lisa Ann experience, which was incredible. We love Lisa Ann. She's on board with the network. Giannis Pappas now officially two shows on the network. Guest Digital Network is growing. We have 17 shows on the network. Here's the deal, okay? And I'll turn this into a little fucking ad for the network, because fuck it, why not? I didn't talk about it on the show. If you love the show, okay, we have the show, video version, on demand, whenever you guys want it, over 230 episodes, plus the other 17 shows on the network, $6 a month, guys. You get it on demand whenever you want it, ad free, $6 a month. You save $1 a month if you use the promo code RAP, so it's normally $7 a month, and you get a 14-day free trial to see if you like it. Okay. GasDigitalNetwork.com, use the promo code RAP. It helps us out. And all those shows are coming on board. Giannis, when is his show officially coming on as well? Do you know?
Sooner than February 1st. I'm almost done with Giannis's two shows.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, those guys are all part of the network now. They're all launching on iTunes, and they're all out there. So support those shows. Tell your friends about them. Lots of incredible stuff happening here at the Gas Digital Network. We're going to the studio right after this to go check out all the work that's been done. I haven't seen
smoke
it
like
since
three, four more blunts. I mean, at least.
Yeah, doggy. Let's get one or two more questions. Let's see. That's a lot. That's a lot to ask. That's also a lot to ask. If you can make up a pod for gas, what would it be? Premise and host? If I can make up a pod.
This one?
Yeah, I'm doing it, you fucking idiot. I'm sorry, guys. Sometimes these fans are just retarded, and they need to be fucking told that.
I mean, you also picked that question.
You shut the fuck up, doggy. You shut the fuck up.
He's sick, for God's sake.
Dude, I'm barely... You're lucky I'm even here right now.
We're actually... So it's a weird thing to say to your two last-minute guest co-hosts.
Doggy, I spent... You know how long I fucking thought about not doing today's show because of how sick I was? And then I said, you know what? I can do it. So... I feel like I have one more question here. I'm trying, guys. I really am. Maybe I don't. This might be it. Shannon, I should have you pick up these questions before the fucking show.
I just need access.
Because then
to
he can at least yell at you for picking shitty questions.
All right, wait, this one. Martha wants to know. Okay. My boss offered me $24,000 in cash to fuck off. What should I do? Where should I go? Help me.
To fuck off?
Wait, for what?
I guess to quit the job.
Yeah, take it.
Yeah.
And move.
Where should she go? What should she do? Like, we need more information.
Yeah, I need more information than that, Martha.
Go to Lake George with a huge bag of mushrooms.
Now we're talking.
I mean, yeah, if your boss is saying, like, he wants you to quit the job, what does he want to do? Does he want to shut down the business?
I think you could buy a Golden Crust franchise with that $25,000.
$25,000, yeah. I mean, look, I know a little bit about Martha. I know she works in, like, some, like, dog rescue or something. Yeah, I would take the $24,000 and I would... Go buy a fucking
dog
skin suit. And I would literally walk out with fucking two puppy shoes. I'd fucking put my feet like Cruella de Vil.
Yeah.
That would be my life if I could get $24,000 right now. That's how hard up I am today on this fucking date. $24,000, I would make puppy shoes. Okay? All right, $24,000 is not that much. But
well, it also seems like a weird investment if you're hard up for money.
Yeah,
I don't know what I'm saying, guys.
I'm starting my dog shoe company. You know why? Dogs are free. You just find them.
You really can.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. Should you take the money? Take the money, you idiot. What do you mean? Should you take the
money?
That's
a pretty good severance. I mean, if you say she works in a dog rescue, it's probably like a good chunk of her annual salary.
Yeah, give us more information. We'll answer the question more honestly next time. How about that? Shannon, great show. Shannon, you did such a good job today. Thank you so much for not suing the company.
You got it.
Right? You're not going to sue us?
Nope.
You guys all heard that, right? That's officially, yes. Like, a legal binding thing.
I feel like you could just get a soundboard that just says nope.
Sure.
Nope.
Sure thing, yeah. Lewis.
All yep, right.
Boss. Yeah, boss.
Cool. All right. That's Real Ass Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I think we got Nick Mullen and Tim Dillon on Wednesday, I believe. I know we got Tim. Waiting on Nick. Anyway, you guys are fucking dope. I promise you I'm getting better. The energy's coming back. You know, this wasn't so bad, Shannon. This was a pretty good show, all things considered, right?
Yeah, it was really good.
Right, it was a good show.
It was fun.
Good. Look, so I don't need to perform at 100% to be a great show. I invite great guests in. Shannon's always 125% or 130% at least.
Yeah.
She's so good. She doesn't sue us. So nice. All right, goodbye.
That's all, folks.